This is North Shore Today for Wednesday, October 19, 2022, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber supporting local news coverage in communities on the North Shore. Sunshine today, temperatures near 60. Congressman Seth Moulton held a town hall event in Newburyport this week, his first public town hall event since the COVID-19 pandemic began. The Salem News reports that in a public forum, Robert May, the candidate running against Moulton this year, asked him why he wouldn't debate him. Moulton responded by saying that he will not debate an election denier. A 44-year-old Peabody man is facing multiple charges that include fentanyl trafficking and driving under the influence. According to the Salem News, Michael Pampolonia was taken into custody on Monday. The Daily Item is reporting that the Marblehead and Peabody Light Departments will now receive some of their energy from the state's largest solar field. The 35-acre field is located in Ludlow. Other communities tied into the solar field are Wakefield, Ipswich, Mansfield, and Boylston. Housing advocates gathered on the steps of Lynn City Hall last night, advocating for $18 million of the remaining $20 million of the city's ARPA funds go to affordable housing. The Daily Item reports that the group of protesters were residents, union members, and activists. And the Haverhill teachers' strike will be entering its third day today as schools remain closed. WCVB-TV is reporting that the school committee is saying the negotiations took a step back this week. Sports next with Bill Newell.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber.
Hi everyone, I'm Bill Newell with sports. The Beverly Golf Team captured the Division II North Championship yesterday. Meanwhile, Lynn Classical Golf won the Greater Boston League title this week. In volleyball, Ipswich keeps rolling with a 3-0 win over Hamilton Wenham. Girls soccer, Masconomet shut out Winthrop 6-0. They're now 14-0 on the season. Other scores, Peabody 2, Swampscott nothing, Danvers blank, Saugus 4-0. In boys soccer, St. John's Prep beat Catholic Memorial 13-1. Marblehead 2, Gloucester 1, and Peabody down Swampscott 10-2. In football this weekend, Friday, the first game will be at 5 p.m. and will feature Somerville at Lynn English. The Bulldogs are coming off two straight wins. Coach Anthony LaFrada.
You know, Somerville's got some athletes. You know, you don't want to let them get loose on the edge or get their guys behind you. They like to throw the ball a little bit also, so our secondary will have to be on its toes yet again. I know they've had some tough games, but no time like the present for them to bring their best performance. So we got to get our guys ready. It's another home game for us, so I know they'll be excited to perform against Somerville. It should be a good game.
Lynn English football coach Anthony LaFrada. More football features will be posted later this week on the website. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell. Thanks for joining us on North Shore Today.